弟兄姐妹喜乐。
Joy to you all.
回应这么小声啊。弟兄姐妹喜乐。
Joy to you all.
刚刚过完圣诞节和新年，大家应该还是喜气洋洋才对啊。
I hope you're still very happy since we just finished Christmas and New Year.
你们喜乐吗？
Are you happy?
我非常喜乐。
I'm full of joy.
为什么呢？我告诉你们。
Why? Let me tell you why.
在大概十天前，我们发生了一个车祸。
About ten days ago, we just experienced a car accident.
我们的 Odyssey 整个毁掉了，但是人毫发无伤。
Our Odyssey has been total, and yet, we are all okay.
那么我们还有另外一部车，是个很小的，只能坐两个人的小跑车。
We do have another very small car, which can only fit two persons.
我们家一共有六口，那么从加州我儿子又回来了，七个人没有办法坐得下。
So, because we have six members in the family, and also my son came back from California, so we have seven in total. So we don't have a car for the transportation.
要买新车要需要一笔大笔钱啊 ，down payment， 我们还没有准备好。
So in order to get a new car, we need down payment, which we haven't prepared for.
所以我们就去找旧车。
And therefore, we start to search for a second-hand car.
找旧车没有那么快的，要慢慢找，碰到合适的买才不会上当。
And it's hard to find a suitable used car, and therefore it need to take time in case we get a lemon.
那么在这个找车子的时间，我们没有交通工具怎么办呢？
And yet, before we can find a suitable car,We don't have a transportation, and how can we deal with it?
所以我女儿就去租一部车子。
And therefore, my daughter rent a car.
像我们 Odyssey 那个七个人坐的，一个礼拜要550块。
So in order to rent a car, just the Odyssey we used to have, it will cost us $550 a week.
租一部五个人坐的。只要250块一个礼拜。
So in order if we rent a car for five passengers, we only need to spend about $300.
250块。
$250.
那么我们就租了一部250块的车子。
And therefore we rent a $250 car.
很不方便，出门要两部车子。
It's quite inconvenient because we need two cars.If we decide to go anywhere,
那么我的心里就在祷告。我说主啊，我儿子难得从加州回来，现在一家出去要分两部车子，很不方便。
And therefore, I pray in my heart, say, Lord, could you help us? Because this is quite troublesome if we try to travel any place. And now, what's such a special occasion that my son is back from California to be with us?
那个车子租来第二天，我的女儿去开，要装那个 GPS， 那个插头插进去没有电。
And when on the second day, when we're about to go out, my daughter tried to plug in her GPS into the car, and soon realized there is no power from the plug.
他就开回去租车子的地方，他说你的车子没有电，我不能用 GPS 不行。
And then she drove back to the dealer saying, the rental car company saying, well, you don't, the car doesn't supply power, and therefore I couldn't use my GPS. We need another car.
那么那个人就去他租车子的车子去找来找去，最后找到一部车子可以跟我女儿换的。
So finally, the person tried to search for all the cars in the lot, tried to find a car that can exchange with the car we were renting at the moment.
是一个2011年的非常新，只有9000迈的一个 minivan.
And what the manager found is a very new 2011 minivan which has been only driven for 9,000 miles.
他来跟我女儿说，很对不起，我只有这部车子可以给你换。
And the manager came forward and said, I truly, please accept my deepest apology. We only have this car to be exchanged for you.
我女儿说，你先不用道歉，你换车子要这个价钱要不要换？
And my daughter said, well, you don't need to apologize at this moment. Just let us know, do we need to compensate the cost if we change the car?
她说不要。就是250块给你租。
And the manager said, that's fine, $250, the car is yours for a week.
那部车子新到一个程度啊，倒车的时候有一个 screen, 你可以看到后面的。
The car was so new, they even provide a video camera when, as we back out of the car, we do see the new feature of the video in the car.
使我心里非常喜乐。
And I was so joyful.
喜乐的原因还不在单单用250块可以租部大车子。
The reason why that I'm so joyful is not because that we can rent a big van with merely $250.
更喜乐的原因是因为我今天可以开那个新车子跟我小孩、孙子、孙女一起来。
The more joyful reason is that I'm able to drive here with my grandchildren, with my daughter and my wife all together with this new van.
我的孙子孙女啊，到处跟我，我去哪里讲道就跟我去哪里。
My grandchildren only always accompany me wherever I go preaching.
他说：“公公，你为什么最喜欢去这个教会啊？”
And they will say to me, Grandpa, why do you like this church the most?
我说这个教会的弟兄姐妹很英勇。
I say that's because the brothers and sisters in this church, they are brave.
他说什么叫做英勇啊？
And then the grandchildren ask me, what do you mean by boldness?
我说就像你看那个卡通里面那个 superhero。
Oh, just like the superheroes on TV.
这里的弟兄姐妹能够持定真理，不怕人家批评，不怕人家误会。
They say the brothers and sisters here are brave enough to uphold the truth and not afraid of accusations.
这是我从心里面佩服的，也是我喜欢喜乐来这里的原因。
This is the one of the very reason why I desire to be here.
你知道我们的主耶稣平时看起来是一只羔羊，好像很软弱的。
Don't you know that our Lord sometimes, from appearance, he looks just like a very gentle lamb.
打不还手，骂不还回口的。
When people spank him or spit on him, he won't respond.
但是他是。有史以来，人类历史以来最英勇的一个人。
And yet, he is the most brave person in the entire human history.
怎么说呢
？How?
不知道年轻的弟兄姐妹能不能回答我，在你记忆当中讲到耶稣最英勇的一件事是什么事
？Perhaps let me ask the younger brothers and sisters. Let me ask you.What is the most bravery act of our Lord Jesus in your memory?
有没有人可以回答我？错了没关系的，错了。
Anyone remember? Could you reply to me?
错了
Respond?
不扣分的。
There's no deduction. This is not a test.
你们都很客气，我相信啊，有人在讲。
So what is it?
啊？什么？
Die on the cross.
Die on the cross. 对，那是很英勇的事情。但是有很多人看不出来他的英勇的地方。有的人还说他没有胆。你若是基督，你能救你，还救我们吧。
And indeed, die on the cross. It's some bravery act he did. However, many people still think he was a coward because people were jeered at him, say, "If you are God, why don't you just come down from the cross?
好，那个的确是最英勇的事情，但是很多人看不出他的英勇所在。
Indeed, that's the most bravery act. However, many people couldn't see and couldn't tell why that brings out the most bravery attribute of our Lord.
大家还记得有一次耶稣拨五饼二鱼喂饱了许多人。
Do you remember once that Jesus broke five loaves and two fish and in order to feed 5,000?
那个五千是五千个男人，因为那个时候是重男轻女的，只算男人。
So he fed 5,000 men because at the time,that men are dominant in the culture, and therefore only men were counted.
那个男人的妻子跟小孩没有算在内。
So wives and children were not counted.
如果算在内，我想会超过一万人。
If everyone is counted, I believe the number will go up to more than 10,000.
他们说这个人不得了啊。
They said, wow, he can perform miracles.
一个小孩子的 lunchbox 拨开喂饱这么多人。
He's able to feed all with a little lunchbox from a little boy.
那些人呢，就要强迫他做王。
So many people start to promote him to be the king.
如果他做王，我们的民生问题都解决了，像今天这金融危机，他也解决掉了。
Oh, if we make him the king, he can solve all the problems we are facing, just like the economical downturn problem we are facing right now.
耶稣拒绝了。
And yet, Jesus reject the request.
第一，他来不是做这个世界政治上的王。
First of all, he came not to be a king in the political arena.
第二，他也不是，他做王的时候还没到。
Secondly, it's not a time for him to be a king.
好，这个英勇的这一幕开始了。
And now it's the time for his heroic act.
这些人说你不做王不行，一定要你做王。
And yet they made a strong request to push him, to ask him to be the king.
那里有多少人我不知道，最少有几百人。
I don't know how many people were making the request at the moment. I believe there were hundreds.
圣经怎么记载？
Do you know what has been recorded
according to that account? 有没有人记得那段圣经？
Anyone remember?
耶稣从人群中直行过去。
That Jesus passed through the crowd.
没有人这么英勇，他手无寸铁，那几上千人要强迫他，他就从人群中走过去。
Can you imagine that hundreds, even to thousand people are pushing the request and making the request, and yet Jesus passed through the crowd.
我很佩服
without wavering.
我很佩服有的基督徒就像主这样英勇。
I admire those Christians who stand up tall and strong, just like the Lord.
有很多压力，有很多外来的力量要迫使他做一件不是神要他做的事，他不管你多少人，他从中间执行过去。
That even though there might be external pressures and stress, and yet a person stand up tall and pass through all the pressures.
这是我。有很大的喜乐来到你们当中跟你们一起来敬拜主的原因。
And this is the reason why I feel joyful to be with you all.
那么我们今天的主题是耶稣基督奇妙的救恩。
Today I would like to share with you the message about this wonderful and miraculous salvation of Jesus Christ.
我先要想知道在座没有听过耶稣的没有信耶稣的人请举手，我好用你们能够懂的话来讲我的信息，因为如果我用很多教会的术语也许你听不懂，所以如果你没有信耶稣没有去过教会的请你举手。
If you have never attend church and you haven't accept Christ, could you help me by raise your hand so I know what type of language I should use in order to communicate with you?
很高兴有两位。
That we do have two here.
Yes. 我刚刚看到举手的有两位，对不对？还有没有？
Anyone else?
好。那么今天这个信息 对你们两位举手的人来说是非常非常好又重要的。
So the following message I'm going to preach will be a very good and important message to you too.
很多人一听到耶稣就说啊，那是外来的宗教。
Many people once they heard about Jesus say, "Oh, that's some foreigner talk."
啊，他说我们有我们本国的宗教。
Why don't we believe in something native?
啊，我是中国人，我不要信那个洋教。
I'm Chinese and I don't want to accept anything from Western world.
我每年去中国，我传福音的时候，经常听到这样子的话。
I oftentimes heard about these words while I was in China.
还有的人说啊，你们信耶稣的人呢、啊，太霸道。
Or some people say, well, you Christians are so
霸道不好翻呢、啊。就是说
overbearing，
就是说非要信耶稣不能上天堂啊！我信别的宗教，为什么你们说唯有信耶稣才可以上天堂？
Why Christians are so considered so dominant and thinking they are the only way, only accepting Jesus in order for human to go to heaven?
我跟他们说不是霸道。
I tell them this is we are not trying to be overpowering other theories.
因为耶稣他的生活跟他的做成的救恩跟所有其他宗教的教主完全截然不同的。
Because the life of Jesus is quite different and almost totally different from other religious founders.
啊，我们请把那个圣经节打出来。
Can we have the PowerPoint for the Bible passage?
这里在路加福音第二章八到十四节，这里说，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。那么这段圣经我们经常在圣诞节听到人家来讲道啊，或者唱诗啊，来用这段圣经的。
Second chapter in the book of Luke were oftenly cited during Christmas period.
但是圣诞这件事情我们不能够把它当一个节日来过。
And however, we cannot consider Christmas or the birth of Christ as a holiday.
啊，在约翰福音第一章十四节这里说，道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。这里告诉我们说，圣诞就是神的儿子，也就是道。取了肉身降世成为人。
The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Recorded in John, Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14. It talks about God himself, the word became flesh as human dwell among us.
圣经告诉我们，他是由童女生出来的。
According to Scripture, we know that Jesus was born of a virgin.
有的人就带着侮辱的心态来说，你们怎么把你们的主用一个童女来生的？那不是私生子吗？
So people will mock on this account, saying, "Well, if your Lord Jesus was born of a virgin. Was he an illegitimate son?
这就是圣经的一个反合的真理。
And this is a paradox in the scripture.
他不但不是私生子，他是神的独生子。
Not only he is not an illegitimate son, but he is the only beloved son of our God.
他是圣灵感孕童贞女所生出来的。
He was inspired and conceived from the Holy Spirit.
这是他第一点的不同。
And this is the first point why he is different from others.
然后他最英勇的就是刚才那个一恒弟兄说的，死在十字架上。
And also he is a brave person, just like the act our brother Yihan mentioned, that he is willing to die for others on the cross.
他不单死在十字架上，他第三天又复活了。
Not only he died on the cross, he was resurrected on the third day.
古今中外没有一个人死了复活而继续活下去的。
There is no one throughout the entire human history who died and resurrected and continued to live forever.
有一些书籍告诉你人死了也会复活的。
There are some books record some account saying some people died and resurrect.
我也看过一些书记录着有的基督徒他为死人祷告，那个死人会复活，但是最后还是死掉了。
There were some Christian accounts, people were praying for the dead and the dead come to life, and yet sooner or later that person died eventually.
但是耶稣基督他第三天复活了以后就永远活着。
And yet Jesus, who was dead and resurrected on the third day, and he continued to live.
那么今天讲耶稣奇妙的救恩，他奇妙在哪里？
And today I would like to share the message, the wonderful salvation of Jesus. I would like to share with you why the salvation is wonderful.
奇妙在他能够把人类不能够解决的，其他宗教也不能解决的最大的难题帮我们解决掉了。
That why this is wonderful, because he was able to solve the greatest problem, the obstacle the entire human race tried to resolve, and he was able to solve the problem.
我们到几点都可以。我是个很守时间的人，所以我要知道几点结束。那我们人类有三件事情是对人类的幸福最大伤害，而又是我们人类没有办法克服的。
There are three greatest obstacles in human life that we all try to overcome if we try to pursue happiness, and yet those three we couldn't overcome no matter what.
我们中国历史外国历史都出过一些伟人。
They were great people, no matter in Chinese history or foreign history.
那么他们做了一些对人类有重大贡献的事，所以大家都很佩服他，说他是一个伟人。
They have done great things in human history, and many people admire them.
但是耶稣所做的事是没有任何其他人能做得到的。
And however, Jesus has done something that no one else could accomplish.
他把我们人类最大的难处除掉了，三个难处。
He solved the most difficult three problems we are all facing.
我们从刚才我读的那个圣经节的第十一节，就是路加福音第二章第十一节，我们可以看见这里对耶稣有三个称号。
And I would like to go back to the verse we just read in book of Luke chapter 2 verse 11. There were three titles given to Jesus.
说因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，主基督。
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you.
这三个称号就正好代表他做了三件对人类最有益处的大事。
He is Christ the Lord, and these three titles describe what Jesus has accomplished for the human race.
第一个
First,
救主
Savior.
救主是什么意思呢？
What does it mean, Savior?
圣经说他要把他的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。
According to the scripture, that he, there is one going to save people and rescue people from their sins.
那么我们都知道人是有罪的。
As we know, we are all sinners.
圣经说世人都犯了罪。
That according to scripture, that all men have sinned.
有很多人不服气。
Some people say they couldn't accept this statement.
尤其是我在中国遇到那个这个教育高一点的，像大学生或者教授，他们说我才没有罪呢。
Especially when I encounter some highly educated, no matter students or professors in China, they will claim I'm not a sinner.
我也没有杀人，也没有放火，我还常常帮助别人。
I did not kill, I did not steal, and on the opposite, I help others often.
我哪里有罪？
Why should I claim that I'm a sinner?
我告诉他，你所说的罪只是外表做出来的行为，除犯了法律。
And what I tell him, the sin you are mentioning are just merely an external act which violate the law of the society.
但是圣经里面想讲的罪，不只是外面行为除犯了律法而已。
However, the sin the Bible is referring to is not merely the external act which someone violate, but rather what your heart is thinking.
圣经说恨人就是杀人。
According to scripture, as long as if you hate someone, you are killing someone.
因为你去杀一个人，你如果没有恨人的动机，你不可能去杀他的。
Because no one would kill or murder another person unless there's a motivation of the seed of hatred in someone's heart.
那么耶稣他在世的时候对他的门徒说，你们看见妇女动了一念，就是犯了奸淫。
And Jesus said to his disciple, if you look at some women and you have some unclean thought in you, you are already committed an adultery.
那个人他如果没有动一念，他不会去犯强奸的，对不对？
Unless someone has some unclean thought in them, they won't act out the adulteryact.
所以外面的行为，坏的行为，甚至触犯了法律的行为，它是从里面开始的。
So all the external act of violating the law merely is the outward expression of the inner problem.
我的孙女很可爱。
My granddaughter, she's very cute.
我跟我太太，她的公公婆婆也很爱她，很用心照顾她。
On the other side of the grandpa, grandma, they all love her very much.
她的父母也很爱她。
My granddaughter's parents also love her very much.
所以我们都不会教她说谎，对不对？
So none of us will teach her to lie.
你们哪一个？
Do you agree?
做父母有教你的子女说谎的，请举手。
Any parents here will teach your children to lie? If you do, raise your hand.
不会，没有父母会教子女说谎的。
Of course not. None of the parents will teach our children lie.
但是他就会说谎。
And yet she knows how to lie.
我们把他放在一个高椅子上，把他 buckle up， 喂他吃东西。
So we tie her on a high chair so we can feed her, so she won't go anywhere.
她吃了几口不耐烦了，她要跑掉。
So she ran out of patience and she wanted to go out.
我们说你没有吃完不可以跑，她就说什么我有恶嘘嘘。
And we say no. If you haven't finished your food, you cannot go.
他说
and she say, "Well, I want to go to the bathroom."
他说我要屁屁，要小便。
I want to go pee.
那要小便一定要把它放下来，对不对
？So in order to go to the bathroom, we have to untie her from the high chair.
一放下来第二秒钟就看不见人了。
Once we let her go, she went off and go someplace else.
你说哎呀说个谎这个没有什么嘛，这是谁不说谎啊。
And you say, well, what's the big deal? This is just merely a white lie.
你听过那个狼来了的故事吗？
Have you heard the story of Cry Wolf?
有没有听过？
Have you heard this Cry Wolf?
啊，那个小孩最后给狼吃掉了。
The little boy eventually were devoured by the wolf.
你不要把说谎的罪看小了。
Let us not neglect the degree of lying.
我们在生活中很容易，你一天说了几个谎，你都不知道啊。
When we go through life, a lot of time we don't even know how many lies we made up in a day.
这些在神的眼中看就是罪。
In God's eye, we are sinning.
你看说谎是小罪，它能置人于死地。
You think lying just a small sin, and yet this sin can cause you to death.
那么这世上多少的罪，充满了罪，这些罪啊，把人人都逼到非死不可。
And the sin were filled in this world, and eventually we are burdened to a point we have to die due to our sin.
我们因为每个人自己都有罪，就没有办法自救。
Because we all are sinners, and therefore we are not able to save ourselves.
所以耶稣基督这个由圣灵怀孕生出来的独生神的独生子，他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And this God's only begotten Son died for our sin on the cross.
圣经不但说世人都犯了罪，
Not only we all have sin,
说罪的工价乃是死，
And the wage of sin is death.
神是公义的神，
That our God is a righteous God.
他不能容忍罪的，
He cannot tolerate sin.
他说罪的工价乃是死，
And he made a statement saying the wage of sin is death.
但是他爱我们，他不愿意我们死，永远沉沦。
And yet he loves us so much, he doesn't want us to fall away.
所以他想出来一套拯救我们的计划。
And therefore he come up with a plan to save us.
那么就由他的独生子耶稣基督来成全这个救赎的计划。
And he let his son, Jesus, to accomplish this mission.
耶稣来到世界过了33年，他就被钉死在十字架上。
As Jesus lived on this earth 33.5 years, he then was crucified on the cross.
他在十字架上说了七句话。
On the cross, he uttered 7 words.
其中有一句说成了。
And one of the words, he said, it is done. It is finished.
It is finished. 那么这句话是2000年前希腊社会里面所用的商业用语。
And it is done. It's a phrase commonly used in the Greek world at the time as a business deal.
就是我们从台湾来的，从中国大陆来的都知道啊，你买东西你要一个发票。
Just like if you are from Taiwan or China, if you purchase something, you will get a receipt.
那么上面会盖个章，那么章上头有那个店铺的地址电话，然后中间有4个最重要的字。
And if you are from Taiwan or China, you will know when you get a receipt, you will see a stamp on the receipt, and on the receipt there are 4 Chinese characters.
银货两讫。
That it means it is a done deal.
你把钱给了我，我把货给了你。
You have given the money to me, and I have give you the product.
交易完成了。
The deal is done.
耶稣十字架上说成了，就是这个意思。
When Jesus said it is finished on the cross, it fully represents this understanding to us.
我们欠的罪债，他替我们清偿了。
We owed.The wage of sin, and he has paid the price in full.
他用他的生命，神独生子的生命，来替人类清偿罪债。
He used his life the life of God's begotten Son to pay our the price of our sin in full.
啊，所以信他为我们死在十字架的人。
So whoever believes that he has died for us,
我们的罪的罪债他就替我们清偿掉了。
That he has cleared the debt we ought to pay.
我们就可以因信称义。
And then we are justified by faith.
啊，因信称义是一个法律名词。
So justified by faith is a legal term.
就是罪案撤销的意思。
That means the accusation has been canceled.
你们都有开车子吧？开汽车吧？
I believe many of you drive, right?
你们都拿过罚单吧？
Have you ever gotten ticket?
有啊，都有这个经验。
Many of you do.
有一次我在曼哈顿开车，我很急要做一件事情，我没有办法转了很久，没有可以停车的，我就把车子停下，就跑去办一件事。
And once I was driving in Manhattan, I couldn't find a parking space, and yet I was I need to do something in urgent, and therefore I parked the car on the street, then I ran off, tried to do the thing I was about to do.
我飞跑进去，飞跑出来。虽然我百米公尺要跑13秒多，但是也很快了。
And even though I was used to be very good in sports, I rush into the store and rush out.
车上已经有一张罚单。
I already got a ticket.
我一掉头，那个开罚单的人就站在我旁边。
And as I turned around, the one who wrote the ticket.He stood right next to me.
我心里想，你根本就是等着要开罚单给我嘛。我一进去，
and I feel you're waiting to write a ticket for me. You're standing right here. You're watching.
我就跟他讲，我说，我有很重要的事情，我知道我错。我说这里是说不可以停车的，但是我转了好几圈，没有办法，我只好。跑进去，因为我再不进去，那个人走掉了，这件事情就办不好了。我说 ，Please give me a break.
So I started to back him. I say, you know, I understand. I admit I have done something wrong. I know I shouldn't park here. And yet, as I circle many blocks, I couldn't find any parking place. And yet, I need to do something urgent and important. And if I don't rush in, the person I was about to meet, he will leave the place.Could you forgive me?
我告诉你们啊，你碰到警察，不要跟他来硬的，一定跟他来软的。
I tell you, never try to go against the police. Try to soft, back him and try soft voice.
我记得很清楚，他是个黑人，个子很大，很胖。
I remember he was African American. He's strong built and very big.
他看我这个。笑嘻嘻的，一直跟他好讲好话。
And as he looked at me, I was always put on my smile and I tried to be very humble.
我们中国有句俗话说，什么好汉不打笑脸人，对不对？
In Chinese, we say the strong guy will not try to put on his weight on the humble person.
那么他就说 OK， 把我的那个罚单抓过去。看了一下，就用他的笔这样子点了一点。
And then he said, "All right." He grabbed the ticket away from me, and he put a stroke on the ticket.
他就把那个罚单还给我，然后他嘴里面一直说 "read it, read it, read it." 他讲话好像有点口吃，他就 "read it, read it, read it." 讲三次，叫我看那个罚款单。
And as he handed the ticket to me, he said, "Read it, read it, read it three times."
我不懂他的意思。我就莫名其妙，我就开车回家了。
And I have no idea what he was saying, so I took the ticket and drove back home.
我回家仔细看看那个罚款单，他讲三次叫我 read it, read it, read it, 一定有什么事情我需要注意的。
And as I went back home, I was looking at the ticket. I have no idea why he keep on saying read it, read it, read it three times. So I started to stare at the ticket.
原来我那个车牌的号码里面有个 O 字， 他点了一点就变了个 Q 字。
It turns out that on my license plate, there's an O in my license plate. And the police put a stroke on the O, so it turned into a Q, letter Q, for the license plate number.
我去上法庭，法官一看，我说这个不是我的号码。
So as I went to the court, I showed the judge and said, this is not my plate number.
他就盖一个章 dismiss.
And he put a stamp on the ticket, say, you're dismissed.
我们的罪案就是耶稣在上面画一个十字架，在神的面前 dismiss 掉。
Same as our sin record. When Jesus died on the cross, he is putting a cross on our sin record.
这是多么好的事情。
And such a wonderful thing.
然后第二个称号是主，主王字上面多一点那个主。
The second attribute, the second character of Jesus is that he is the Lord.
他在十字架上死了，第三天复活了。
He died on the cross and on the third day he resurrected.
他的坟墓到今天还是空的。
And even until today, the empty tomb remains.
到现在还有很多反对基督教的势力在攻击基督教，说耶稣没有复活。
And there even until today, there are so many opposition try to find a fault in Christianity and claim that Jesus has never resurrected.
但是他们没有办法解释耶稣的坟墓为什么是空的。
And yet they couldn't explain why.The only tomb they can find is an empty tomb.
有的人就编造一些事情，说他的门徒来把尸体偷去了。
Some people made up stories saying that perhaps his disciples stole the body away.
这个有很多可以证明，不是因为当时坟墓有兵啊，有祭司的人啊，在那边看着的。耶稣已经预言要复活，所以罗马兵跟祭司长都盯着那个坟墓，所以没有可能去偷的。
And however, according to the condition at the time, this is almost impossible because before Jesus' death, he has already claimed that he will be resurrected. And therefore, there were many guards sent by Roman government and high priests.Try to watch over the tomb. It is impossible for the disciples to steal the body away.
但是对这些反对的人的说服力最大的不是这件事。
And however, the most convincing fact to those opposition, it's not about this account.
是你们的主题是生命影响生命。
But it's.Because the theme of this church this year is life affecting life.
怎么说呢?
How so?
这些耶稣的门徒除了一个出卖他的死了，其他剩下十一个。
That 12 disciples of Jesus, except one who betrayed Jesus and died.
后来又抽签补了一个。
And then they draw a lot and they filled in the spot.
后来又加一个保罗，是看见耶稣的大光，成为耶稣的门徒。
And then Jesus called Paul, who saw the great light and became an apostle.
这些人除了约翰一个以外，全部都是殉道而死的。
And besides John, all of them, they become martyrs for Christ.
殉道是什么意思?
What does it mean being a martyr?
就是为了他们信仰把生命都不要了。
That is they die for what they believe.
当时他们杀基督徒的那种刑罚残忍的不得了。
They execute the execution in a very cruel way to Christians at the time.
砍头啊，吊死啊，钉十字架啊，这已经够惨了吗？还不算最惨。
Someone may get beheaded or hanged or put on a cross. You may consider this is cruelty. Actually, this is not the worst.
还有拦腰砍断。
They even cut through your torso.
用石头砸死的。
And you may be stoned to death.
这些人他们为了不否定耶稣复活而死的。
Those people die because they do not want to deny the fact of the resurrection of the Lord.
当时的罗马政权把他们抓来，你只要否认耶稣基督复活了，我就放你走。
And when they were arrested by the Roman government, the Roman government said to them, "As long as you deny the fact that Jesus has resurrected, I will let you go."
他们说我不能否认，因为我亲眼看见他，他复活以后跟我一起吃饭，一起谈话，有40天之久，我不能够空口说白话。
And those disciples say, "We couldn't deny the fact that he resurrected." I dined with him, I talked with him, I saw him day in and day out for 40 days.
所以他们就被砍腰，被砍头，被石头打死。
So they were cut through their torso, they were being stoned to death, and they were crucified.
他们宁愿死，也不能够做假见证。
They rather die, and they refused to lie.
如果大家想一想，如果耶稣不是复活的，是他们把尸体偷去藏起来了。
Can you imagine if indeed they stole the body of Jesus away?
他们会为一个大骗子去死吗
？Would they die for a lie?
如果耶稣没有复活，耶稣就是个大骗子。
If Jesus hasn't resurrected, he himself is a liar.
他们不可能为一个大骗子而牺牲断腰砍头的，对不对
？No one would sacrifice their life for a lie.
所以，耶稣基督复活这件事情是所有反对基督教的人都没有办法推翻的。
And therefore, this become a fact that all the opposition couldn't overthrow.
为什么我要用这么多时间讲这件事呢
？Why I spend so much time to talk about the resurrection？
因为这是我们信仰的中心。
Because this is the core of our faith。
耶稣复活了。
That Jesus Christ came back to life。
证明他是救主，是神的儿子。
To prove that he indeed is the Son of God。
他是生命的主，他可以把他的命舍去，也可以把他的命拿回来。
He is the Lord of life. He can let his life go and he can take his life back.
所以他可以把这样的永远的属于神的生命赐给所有相信他的人。
And therefore he is able to give such eternal life to whoever believe and accept him.
所以圣经耶稣自己亲口说的，信的人有永生。
And therefore Jesus say, whoever believes will have eternal life.
你只要信他，接受他在十字架所成就的救赎，你就得到永生。
As long as you believe what Jesus has accomplished on the cross, you will be able to receive this eternal life.
他第三天复活，证明他是生命的主。
On the third day, he resurrected to prove that he is the Lord of life.
他在我们人的生命里面，如果让他做主的话
，If we allow him to be the Lord of our lives,
他就把我们带到天父的怀里。
Then he will carry us and bring us forth.To the bosom of our heavenly Father,
让我们能够享受天父一切的祝福。
Then we can enjoy God's presence and blessing.
他要在人的生命里面做主。
That he wants to be the Lord of our life.
你知道人类最大的敌人是什么吗
？Do you know what is the greatest enemy of human race？
就是自己。
That is.Yourself,
就是自己
ourselves.
我们中国有一句话说江山易改本性难移
In Chinese old saying that it is easy to change your behavior and yet it's so hard to change your character
我们从亚当遗传下来这个罪性我们没有办法克服的
That we couldn't overcome the attribute the sin nature we inherit from Adam
我们看这个中国或者台湾
When we look at China or Taiwan
我是在台湾读书的所以我 比较台湾熟悉，像这个以前的总统陈水扁。
I went through education in Taiwan, and therefore I'm more familiar with Taiwanese culture. For instance, the last President Chen.
他跟我同一个高中毕业的。
That we went to the same high school.
他从小学一直到大学没有考过第二名。
He has never got second place throughout his entire education.
他的家庭是三级贫户。
That he is considered one of the worst poor family when you classify the economic standard in Taiwan.
他这样能够选上总统。
And that we see him how he raised up and become a president in Taiwan.
我真的很佩服他。
I truly admired him.
当他还没有选上总统的时候，他的表现、他的道德、他的任何一方面都好得不得了。
Before he was a president, I can say he is truly impeccable. His character, his behavior, truly setting an example for others.
因为这个社会有一种舆论的力量。
Because there is a force of in the culture, there's a check and balance in the culture.
对，这个我们的文化当中有一种力量叫你不能做这个，不能做那个的。
Because of the culture, that restrain people to misbehave.
啊，你要是做这个，大家就看你不起，你就没有办法在社会里面生活。
If you violate some culture, standard that people will look down on you.
这种力量比律法法律的力量还要大。
And such restraint, such cultural restraint carry higher force and bigger power than the law.
但是当他当上了总统，
And yet when he became a president,
他那个总统的权力把这种力量抵消掉了。
That when he get the power, his authority can cancel out the cultural restraint.
他的罪性就暴露出来了。
Then his sin nature start to expose. To be exposed.
他贪污了多少亿美金，还有很多乌七八糟的事情。
And he start to do many things wrong.
这就是他的罪性，这个道德社会的影响力被他的权力抵消掉之后，就暴露出来。
That is when he has certain authority which can cancel out the restrained power from the society, then his signature start to express out by itself.
中国大陆一样。
And same in China.
现在中国大陆的大官好多都把钱贪污的钱弄到美国来。
There are many high officials in China. They transfer their money to America.
他们能坐上大官是很不容易的。
It is very hard to them to climb up to their government ladder.
他们的成绩、他们的为人、他们的道德各方面都要很好，才能坐上省长啊，这个长那个长的。
They must be doing something very well in order for them to climb up the ladder to become some secretary, become some high officials.
但当他们大权在握的时候，这些压力通通没有了。
And yet, when they receive their power, all of a sudden, they no longer have any other restraint to restrain their inner desire.
他们就贪污啊，腐败啊，这个你在报纸上天天都看得到。
And then they start to going through some bribery, and they have done many things that which you can see from the paper.
耶稣基督的十字架。
And yet the cross of Jesus Christ.
就是针对人类这个己的毛病。
That can pinpoint the problem, the root of our problem, that is self.
保罗他是个很有学问、道德很好的一个犹太的律法师。
And Paul himself is a highly educated Pharisee.
他都说，明知 是好的，我不能去做；明知是坏的，我不该做的，我又偏要去做。
I know something good and I couldn't do it, and I know something is bad and yet I couldn't help myself not to do it.
他说我被这种恶的性情锁住，我好苦啊。
And he say I'm in such horror that I'm under the bondage of such desire.
但是当耶稣基督的十字架把他那个己钉死掉以后，
And yet when the cross of Jesus Christ that nailed him on the cross,
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架，
And Paul,
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活，我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
Now he say, I can claim that now I've been crucified with Jesus on the cross. Now I'm no longer live, but Jesus live in me.
所有人都没有办法去把他的自己的罪性改掉了。
That no one can change their sin nature.
啊，像佛教，他们说，我到山上去，我离开人群，不看你们这些罪人，到山上去修炼，我要把我这个罪性把它修掉。
Like some Buddhist follower, they will say, I will depart from the society. I will go someplace remote so I can try to study and help myself to be a better person.
一个人自己要修自己的罪性，那是绝对不可能的。
No one can help themselves to get rid of sin, their own sin.
唯有与耶稣同钉十字架。
Until one who been crucified with Christ on the cross.
让我的生命不在我自己做主。
So that our life no longer are in the hands of our own.
让那位为我舍己死在十字架上的主耶稣基督做主。
But rather let the one who died on the cross to be the Lord of my life.
那个时候我就能够把神在我身上应给我应该活出来的荣耀活出来了。
Then I'm able to live out the glory which God has appointed to me.
把人类的第二件大难处，把人类的这个己，这个自私的己铲除掉。
So that Jesus has solved the problem of our second greatest trouble, that is self.
第三个是基督。
The third is Christ.
基督在原文的意思是受膏者的意思。
Christ in the original text means the anointed one.
在犹太人他们有三种人是受膏的。
There are three types of people are considered being anointed.
先知、
Hebrew history.
先知、祭司跟君王。
Prophet.
Priest.
Prophet, priest and the king.
啊，那么在这里，这个马太路加福音所说的基督呢，那个时候犹太人的心里面所说的那个基督，就是王的意思。
So at the time when the book of Luke was being recorded, at the time in people's mind, when you talk about the Christ, what they have in mind is someone who is going to be the king.
所以当时的希律王听那些博士说有一个基督要降生来做王的，他就要把这个人杀掉。
And therefore the king at the time, once they heard from the prophet saying there will be a newborn king,he decided to kill all the babies at that time.
耶稣来做王，要把这个世界的王赶出去，扔到火湖里。
When Jesus come to become the king, he decided to push the king of this world to the lake of fire.
我们人类第三个困难就是这个世界。
The third problems we try to overcome in our life is the world.
我们永远不能胜过世界的。
We could never overcome the world.
因为有魔鬼在后面做王。
Because there is a ruler behind the world, that is the devil.
这里所说的世界的意思呢，圣经世界这一个字有三个不同的解释。
In the scripture, there are three descriptions about the word, the world.
第一个世界就是神所创造的万物。
The world, first meaning, means the creation God created.
第二个解释就是世人，像约翰福音三章十六节，那个英文是 For God so loved the world, 是世界。
The second meaning means the people in this world, just like John chapter 3, verse 16, God so loved the world means love the people of this world.
我们中文翻译的很好，是神爱世人。那么第三个意思是一个违背神的黑暗的势力。
The third meaning means a power and authority that rebel against God.
所以说这个世界是魔鬼在作王，就是讲到这个违背神的这一个黑暗的体系。
When we say devil is the ruler of this world represents the rebellious system that go against God's will.
这是一种违背神的一种风气，是很可怕的。
And it is a condition and a state of rebellious.
因为我们看不出他的可怕，看不出他的罪性，所以他慢慢慢慢就侵入了很多不知不觉人的层面里面。
Because it is very hard for us to discern from our visible eyes, so this world will permeate into our heart, into different levels of our culture.
商业界早就被魔鬼占领了。
That the commercial world of this society already being occupied and ruled by this darkness.
我在中国在陕西认识一个弟兄。
That I happen to know a person in 陕西 China.
他做煤矿，因为陕西出很多煤，做煤的生意。
That he was doing a business for coal.
赚了很多钱。
He made much money.
信了耶稣以后就做不下去了。
And once he accepted the Lord, he could no longer to continue his business.
从中国来的人都知道，他一定要走后门。
As you, if you are from China, you will understand. If you want to do any business, you must go through back doors.
就是贿赂那些有关系的经理啊、老板啊，或者是站长那些之类的。
You have to do your business by doing bribery.
教育界、文化界都被这个世风日下的这个世俗啊侵进去了。
That this culture has been influenced and been changed by such a way of doing business.
最近我女儿看到一篇文章，她给我看，就是美国的白宫也被这种违背神的体系侵入了。
And recently, my daughter showed me an article about the White House in America.Which has already been corrupted by such culture as well.
说白宫那个要树立一个圣诞树。
That when the White House was about to set up a Christmas tree,
他不叫它圣诞树。
They no longer call the tree a Christmas tree.
他叫它 holiday tree.
They called it holiday tree.
有一个犹太人看不过眼了。
And then a Jew couldn't stand anymore.
所以写了一篇文章在这个网上发送出来。
And then this Jew wrote an article and sent out on the internet.
他说我们的国家什么时候变成是无神论的国家了。
This Jew wrote, since when our country, our nation become an atheist nation?
圣诞树明明是圣诞节特有的一个装饰。
The Christmas tree is supposed to be something unique for Christmas.
你偏偏不叫它圣诞树，叫它 holiday tree.
And you go out of way calling it a holiday tree.
就是要把基督教信仰的彩色都要去掉。
That is to put away Christ out of the holiday.
这是很可怕的。
This is horrifying.
所以约翰说，我们若是爱世界，爱父的心就不在我们里面了。
And therefore, John says, if we love the world, our love for the Father will no longer be in us.
这是这个魔鬼在世界上做王的关系。
And this is the power of darkness of this world.
你说在美国，这个汽车是很通俗的东西嘛？
And you will say, a car, a vehicle is something very common.
哪家没有汽车啊？
That every household has a car.
我家
at least a car.
对门的一个邻居。
That our neighbor,
他有一天心血来潮买了一部 Corvette,
and one day, all of a sudden he decided to purchase a Corvette.
哇，结果闹得这个鸡犬不宁。
Enough income to sustain our family daily living, including children's education. Now you're trying to get a Corvette?
天天吵，但是还没有超过他太太的忍耐极限。
And they fought every day. However, they haven't pushed over to the limit of the wife.
然后久而久之，他做了一件事，超过了他太太的极限。
And however, later on, he has done something that.Push over the limit.
他天天去擦那个车子，洗那个车子，陪他太太看电视的时间都没有了。
That he takes care of the car. He washes the car, waxes the car every single day. He no longer spend time with his wife.
他太太说：“你爱这个车子过于爱我。”
And the wife say, "You love the car more than loving me."
你还要我干什么？就离
婚。What do you want me to be here for?
真的就离婚了。
And therefore they divorce.
离婚了以后啊，这个人呢、啊，他就不知道怎么闷闷不乐，可是还是天天在擦车子。
And so this person become quite depressed because of the divorce, and yet he still waxes the car every single day.
后来他得到这个射护腺癌死掉了。
And later on he suffered prostate cancer and he died from the cancer.
汽车在世界上，在尤其在美国，人人都有的。也你不能说买个汽车就是犯罪吧。
There, it's not considered sin when you purchase a car.
但是魔鬼就利用这种中性的东西把他这个这恶势力渗透进去。
And yet devil get hold on someone who have desire on this common thing and let them get hooked.
弄到这个家庭家破人亡。
To a point they end up divorced.
所以耶稣基督来帮我们铲除了三个大障碍。
And therefore, when Jesus came, he removed the three greatest obstacles of human race.
第一个是罪。
First, sin.
第一个是己。
Second, self.
第三个是世界。
Third, the world.
他把我们信耶稣的人心里面那个世界的王赶出去了。
He cast out the king, the ruler of our heart, away from us.
我们对这个世界再不能引诱我们去犯罪。
So the world no longer has foothold in us to tempt us to sin.
啊，所以这是耶稣基督救恩的最奇妙的地方。
So this is the most wonderful and miraculous manifestation of salvation.
所以你说你信别的人，他没有办法除去你的罪，没有办法把你自己的己的问题解决，也没有办法在你心中把世界的王赶出去。
So if you believe something else, that something else won't able to help you to get rid of the ruler of this world in the power, the influence in you, and it is not able to put yourself to death.
所以圣经说，天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以因着得救的。
And therefore, according to the scripture, there is no other name will help us to be saved.
因为人类要得救， 一定要把这三个障碍除掉。
Because in order to be saved, we must remove these three obstacles.
那么耶稣基督不但把我们的障碍除掉了。
So Jesus not only removed the obstacles in our life.
因为他钉十字架，我们接受他同钉十字架的事实的话。
So when we accept that we have been crucified with Christ on the cross,
他就把我们的己除掉，然后把他自己的荣耀的生命放到我们里面。
So we can get rid of self in us, and Jesus will put his own glorious life in us.
所以约翰福音说，我们若是信他，就是接受他名，信他就是接受他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
So when we accept him, that Jesus will give us the authority to become God's children.
所以如果信耶稣，你接受他的救恩，你就接受了他为你所成功的，把你的罪除去，把你的己钉死，把你从世界里面拯救出来，从黑暗的权势拯救到爱子的国度。
And therefore, when you accept the Lord, he will help you to get rid of your self-life, carnal life, and he will put the world's temptation away, and he will push the influence of the ruler of this world away from you.
然后因为他是神的独生子，你进到他的里面，你与他可以共享儿子的福分。
Because he is the only begotten son of God, and therefore once we accept him, we can enjoy the glorious blessing as children with our Lord Jesus.
这两位还没有信耶稣的，你们今天听到这个信息，你们愿意接受耶稣吗？
As for the two who did not accept the Lord before, when you listen to the message, are you willing to open your heart and accept Christ?
圣经说他是爱我，为我舍己。
And according to scripture, that our Lord loved us and sacrificed himself for us.
他是爱你，爱你，为你舍己。
That he loves you and you, that he sacrificed himself for you.
要把你们带到父的怀里。
So that he's able to reconcile you, your relationship with God, in order for you to be in the bosom of our Lord.
你们两位如果聚会完了有时间，你可以跟我谈，可以跟这里的弟兄姐妹谈谈。如果有问题，你可以提出来。
If you are moved, please feel free to talk to us after the worship.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.